November 12th, 2019, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
Is that Leanne?
Ready.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular town board meeting for the Monroe Town Board for November 12th, 2019. And with that, we'll have a roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And that you all please rise to the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So item one on the agenda, I have listed as a closure of the public hearing on the 2020 budget. The board had left the hearing open until this date because a question was raised as to the appropriateness of a funding line that we had for striping in the highway budget that was listed under the general fund. And upon further review, we are correct in listing it that way, so that we did not have to make that change. So with that, I'll entertain, and I don't think we received any correspondence, at least in my office or the clerk's office, for additional comments on the budget. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item two on this evening's agenda is approval of minutes. I don't know if we can take them all together. I believe we can. We're looking at the minutes for October 23rd, which was a budget workshop, October 28th, which was a special meeting, and October 29th, which was an audit meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item three is set future meetings and workshops. At this time, I do not have any requirement for setting a meeting or workshop. Does any board member have anything that needs to be scheduled?
No.
Okay. All right, item four is an adoption of the 2020 budget. As you all know, for public benefit, statutorily, the town is required to approve town budgets by November 20th annually, and we're a little bit ahead of the curve, which is a place to be, so I'll entertain a motion to adopt the 2020 budget.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Item five on the agenda this evening is the Highway Department requests. Among others. And did my office reach out to you, Paul, regarding the request for electrical work?
Yeah, I've heard it. Tried seven different people to come. I only got two people to come look at it. One gave us a price, and one said he was too busy.
Oh, so this, what I have says that only one gave a price and the other two were too busy.
Yeah, the white mechanical came and looked at it also. When he looked at the size of the job, he has to run the conduit and everything. It's just way too much for him right now.
Is there any chance that...
I tried two others from Southmont Falls in our area, and I was up to Asco and I talked to a gentleman there, and he says this is the wrong time of year for this stuff. But right now we don't have a well. We can't use the big well. And I got the bucket on the grade off the welding and the bucket on the loader that needs to be skid plates. So that's why I like a lot.
I'm okay with that one, but if we got some method on your phone.
It's not fully up to the board. I mean, it's the 21st quote, 2,400. 400. You know, it's well above the threshold for just letting it go. But, you know, if it's something that's timely, whatever the board would like to do, we can either hold it and try and ask Paul to get more quotes or move with it. I just don't like approving a single quote.
I understand that. It's just I'm trying. I can't get anybody to show up. This has been since September that I've been trying.
I can get a couple of electricians, commercial electricians, to be here before the week's over.
Right,
I'll have it to you.
Yep. All right, so we'll table that for the moment. Next request from the highway is to open a PO for rock salt for the winter season from Morton Salt in the amount of $32,000. It's a state contract price, right? And this would come from account DB5142.490, which has a current balance of $32,965.61.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion carried. The next item under highway to discuss we need to set a bid opening date for the HVAC, which the town has approved moving forward on as part of the two-part fix for the highway garage roof.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the board's intent to begin that work this year, so we can utilize funding that was earmarked for it in the 2019 budget. My suggestion would be to set a bid opening date of December 3rd, 2019 at 2 p.m. The board is okay with that. I need a resolution to do that.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
What was the timeline?
2 p.m. on the 3rd. All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries. And also under Highway Department, I would need I need a resolution authorizing the supervisor to sign the HVAC contract. I think board members have received a copy of that. Mm-hmm. And this would be with MH Professional Engineering.
Motion approving and authorizing the supervisor to sign the agreement.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Do you have anything else on your highway, Paul?
No.
Item 6 is town computers. For the public's benefit, the town computers are severely outdated to the point that effective December 31st of this year, they'll no longer be supported for updates. I think we're operating on Windows 7, and we have budget monies through our economic development fund that we'll be utilizing for the purpose to update all town computers. This will include new IT infrastructure, which would be two wireless access points, two switches, three security appliances, three security suites, one laptop, and 15 desktops with a docking station and three monitors. We have this on state contract. The board was pulled on this so that we could get the order in, I think it was last week before, and so we need to memorialize the purchase under state contract from CDW government, Chicago, Illinois, for an amount of $18,035 plus any incidental expenses. And as I indicated, this money would be coming from across the different departments, respective departments. And any additional funding will come from account A6460.4, which currently has a balance of $32,331.53 as of October 31st. So if somebody would like to move that resolution, that's good.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
I'd just like to say, I guess we should do the roll, but...
No, we're on the discussion.
I would like to thank Al. I know how valuable your knowledge and your time and how much work you put into this that we need us to bear.
Team effort. Thank you.
That's good.
Thanks, sir.
Roll call. All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is item 7, which is the waste hauling contract. As the board is aware, this contract sunsets on December 31st. And what we need to do is set a bid opening date for that purpose. And my recommendation would be to establish December 6th at 3 p.m. as a bid opening date for that
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 8 on the agenda is the Water Department. At the last town board meeting, we had tabled a request for reimbursement for one of our water department employees. We need additional information, and as a result of that review, we learned that the highway employee utilized a town vehicle. It was not his personal vehicle, so he's looking for reimbursement of the actual cost of gas, which was $80, tolls for back and forth for the water school in Cortland, which was $9.70, and reimbursement for meals at $33.79 for a grand total of $123.49.
So moved.
Any discussion?
No. Just to say that maybe if we clarify this process, then we could update that employee handbook so that we don't run into this.
Yeah, and also I learned today, actually I was astonished to learn today, that the town does not have a cap on meals. I can tell you that the state of New York certainly lets those who did it when I worked down there, whether you were within New York City or outside of New York City. So I think I'd like the recommendation from the Personnel Committee, hopefully before the end of the year, to come up with a number for that actual reimbursement. Because at this point, you know, if you wanted to go to Morton Steakhouse, town would be reimbursing the curb out.
Good to know.
So, with that, we have a motion on it. Right in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yes. Motion carries. Item 9 on the agenda is a request from the Recreation Department. I think board members originally received a request for a stockade fencing to replace the rot and collapse fence on the Griswold Cemetery on Route 9. We had gotten prices that, well, the cheapest one was $863. And I asked that we reevaluate the type of fencing that we were looking to put up there and go with a split rail along the way. Especially as we receive increased development along Route 9, I think it would be appropriate that you could look into the cemetery rather than having it be blocked from side. So I believe board members have an updated cost of three quotes, which obviously are lower. The first one is in the amount of $677.07 for 18 sections of treated split rail fence from Home Depot. The next one is from Curtis Lumber at $599.55. And the third one is from Lowe's at $731.90. And it's recommendation that we go with Curtis Lumber at $599.55, which they also indicated would be easier to install this time of year.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion carried.
Thank you.
And we say when? Just for record keeping purposes, this would be paid from account A8810.4, which has a current balance as of October 31st of $3,221.64. Item 10 I have listed as the multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan. I do have a draft resolution, but I'm going to ask that at the next one going to the table this evening. There's some language in there that I was unable to get verification from the County Emergency Preparedness Office on. But we don't have to act on it tonight. We can do it at the next town board meeting, so I will be tabling that.
Okay.
Item 11 is sewer. I have three items on the sewer. The first one is a resolution regarding the town's Craig grant application regarding the sewer district. Process. We have to have a formal resolution regarding the application. I believe the clerk has a copy of that.
I do.
Would you like to do that?
Sure. Resolution authorizing the Town of Moreau Supervisor to submit an application to the Department of State 2019 Local Government Citizens Reorganization Empowerment Grant. Reorganization planning for grant funds to support costs associated with the consolidation of sewer districts. Whereas the Town of Moreau Town Board has determined that it is desirable and in the public interest to act as lead applicant to undertake the necessary activities for the submittal of an application under the Department of State 2019 Local Government Citizens Reorganization Empowerment Grant, or CREG, planning program to be titled Town of Moreau Sewer District Consolidation. And whereas the Town of Moreau Town Board hereby authorizes the supervisor to submit the grant application, and whereas the supervisor will serve as the lead applicant contact person to execute all financial and or administrative processes relating to the grant program, and whereas the intent of the proposed project is to provide the Town of Moreau with financial assistance for sewer district consolidation as services and responsibilities are transferred to the Town of Moreau and to execute all the steps that will complete the reorganization. And whereas the amount of funds to be requested from the 2019 Local Government Citizens Reorganization Empowerment Grant Reorganization Planning Program are not to exceed $50,000. And whereas the Town of Moreau hereby commits to providing the 50% local cash match of $25,000 or less should less funds be expended. And it is hereby resolved that the Town of Moreau is the lead applicant in an application for financial assistance under the 2019 Local Government Citizens Reorganization Empowerment Grant Reorganization Planning Program for a Town of Moreau Sewer District Consolidation.
Thank you very much, Leanne. Would someone like to move that resolution?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item under sewer is resolution permitting an addendum to Map 10 report, extension number 5 of sewer district number 1. And this is for the town board had asked the our engineer who's working on the sewer design to look at all avenues to reduce costs, and he does have a proposal that will reduce the costs of the sewer district significantly, but to do that kind of work, construction work, will require an addendum to the map plan and report. So with that, I believe there is a resolution for the clerk, and I'll ask that she read that.
Subject resolution permitting addendum to map plan and report of extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 within the town of Moreau. Whereas by resolution dated June 26, 2018, the town board approved the establishment of extension number 5 of sewer district number 1, including the boundaries thereof as set forth in the May 2018 map plan and report of extension number 5 of sewer district number 1, and authorized the construction of the necessary infrastructure and sewer improvements. And whereas pursuant to the resolution, the establishment of extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 was subject to a mandatory referendum to be held on August 27, 2018. And whereas the mandatory referendum was duly held on August 27, 2018 at the Moreau Town Complex from noon until 8 p.m., and the question answered in the affirmative by the majority of the eligible voters who cast a ballot. And whereas by final order dated August 28, 2018, the town board established extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 in the town of Moreau subject to permission from the office of the state comptroller. And whereas by resolution dated April 30, 2019, the town board established extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 of the town of Moreau. And whereas as a result of the timing in obtaining permission from the state comptroller, the project schedule has been delayed, complicating plans to start construction during early spring 2020. And whereas in evaluating the options to offset construction costs, escalation caused by the schedule change, and review of additional information, an addendum to the Route 9 Sewer District Map Plan and Report has been created, which demonstrates a reduction in the total cost of the project. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town board hereby approves the addendum to be included in the map plan and report, and be it further resolved that the town board hereby authorizes and directs LaBerge Group to move forward with construction documents consistent with the addendum and map plan and report.
Thank you very much, Leanne. And just for a little more specifics on this, the board, the voters spoke on creation of the district. We sought all the necessary approvals. Unfortunately, the final approval that the town needed was from the Office of the State Comptroller, and it took a long time to get that approval. In the construction business, time is money, and that set us back a little bit in timing and additional costs. So the town board had asked our engineers to look at possible ways to reduce the cost of the overall project to help counter what we anticipated would be increased costs for construction of the district. And the LaBerge report that they have put together believe that this will reduce the cost by about $1 million. By minimizing trench excavation costs, restoration costs, and right-of-way acquisition requirements. So I think this is a prudent thing to do, since it will be the residents in that district that will have to pay for it. So would someone like to move that resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Third item I have on the sewer is a contract addendum from the LaBerge Group for additional professional services related to that sewer district. And this is basically language from the existing agreement. For SRF purposes, we had to spell out the role that the LaVerge group was playing an initial drafting and document in order for that to be reimbursable. And as a result of that, we have a contract addendum, and the number is 2018-107-00. And I would be looking for a resolution authorizing the town supervisor to sign the addendum.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? A long discussion. This is something in order for us to be covered under the finance and be reimbursed for SRF requirements, which is a state revolving loan fund. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Opposed? Motion carries. Is there anything else on the sewer council?
No.
All right. I believe at this point we're up to item 12 on the agenda, which is the privilege of the floor. If anybody would like to address the board, please do so by stating the name and address for the record, and you will have 3 minutes to make your comments. Please keep them germane to town business and refrain from personnel discussions.
Thank you. Reed Andrews, Paris Road. I was hoping the supervisor could explain the what's going on in the highway garage and the electrical problem. Second item would be the cemetery. And you're only doing a fence on the north side. You should also have the state Supreme Court says you need to have a fence around the cemetery. We should have a fence on the west side also. So we need this, that shouldn't be happening. And the third thing, on this sewer grant, sewer district, sewer consolidating, we're not going to have, the idea is not to have extension 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but just have one sewer district. Okay, and so we decided, the board decided that the general fund will not get reimbursed from the original cost of the town paying for the first sewer fund, first sewer district. And the professional, the grant that, so if I understand what's going on with the sewer, because of the delays, the anticipated, we're going to have anticipated more costs. So to save money, I'm trying to figure out if you could, the supervisor, be a little bit more explanatory. Are we going to have less grinding stations? Or what was actually being decided on how to spend less money to keep it within the money that we'd like to spend participating in the construction process? If you could just explain a little bit more, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you. Regarding the highway garage, I think you heard the highway superintendent explain their experience shortages, probably as a result of not being a weather tight building down there. And we have had rain, sleet, and snow. And it's impacting the ability to power the welder down there. Regarding cemeteries, we are working within the confines of the budget. We are certainly abiding by state law as far as how we treat our abandoned cemeteries that the town has now taken custody of. I think you'll find that in this administration we spent more money on cemeteries than any other. And I'm not going to debate the general fund other than to say that, I'm working and the board's working diligently to get tenants into our industrial park. There's a lot of very exciting things that are going on, and people that are interested, that are the right kind of people that bring jobs to our area. Those jobs equate to revenue in our community, and I think you'll see that between that and growth on Route 9, the general fund will be more than taken care of over the long run. And the fourth item I discussed in detail, which I believe is sufficient, regarding why we have new contract addendums. Next, please.
Yeah, John Downey, 23 Cedar Lane. Just a couple quick things. And the budget. Speaking of opposition, I know that the leadership probably spoke to this last week at the budget hearing. But I was speaking out of position. I had several people call me and ask me my opinion on the the budget officer's stipend, $25.50. I just want to put public record and say that I disagree with it for several reasons. One of them being, when we seek office, we know what the job description is, we know what the compensation is. Certainly nobody's getting rich on these, on the compensation for being a member of this town board. But I do believe everyone knows what the game is, what the rules are coming into the game, knows what the responsibilities are. Just because it was mentioned at the hearing that Todd did a great job in the budget, and I appreciate that, Todd, and I thank you for that. But to say that he should be compensated more money because the guy before him didn't do his job, I think is kind of ridiculous. Once again, I think we all know that our responsibilities are coming in and what the compensation is. And you start adding stuff on, but you need to impress it. Let's just say that the recreation, person who heads up the Recreation Commission doesn't do a much better job than the last person. Let's just say we're going to start giving them more money. I just don't understand the thinking behind it. The other thing was, I you touched on the electrical problems at the DPW garage. I think that's something that's very important to get fixed right away, especially now with the plows going out and stuff, welding having to be done. And one comment made that you didn't like the idea of not having some kind of bids out for that work to be done, which I find kind of interesting because when we had something that wasn't quite as important in the town as far as urgency, putting shrubs and bushes around the building, we were able to go through that process without any competitive bids, without any bids, and get that done. So I think maybe we should put our things in order of urgency. And if this gentleman said he went and looked for all kinds of people to do the work, but find anybody, I think we should just go and get this thing done. Okay, that's all I've got. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for your comments. Actually, we adopted the budget this evening. You just heard that. The public hearing was still open. We had a public hearing. You attended the public hearing. Didn't hear any concern during the public hearing. Actually, I don't think you even attended a workshop on the budget. We had at least a handful of those. But I will say this, as a council member-elect, you'll have an opportunity to be a part of crafting that budget next year. So look forward to your comments then.
As far as the trees go, I did deal with three different companies. I went down to Bob's Trees. I dealt with Bob's Trees. Bob's Trees, when you price the trees and you look at the discount that you would give our government, seems great. But then when you consider, we were looking at trees, and we have no one to plant. I mean, you're spending a lot of money on trees. If you have staff plant those trees and they die, there's no guarantee on them. So you would have to pay for delivery and planting of those trees. You get planting, you don't get the discount on the trees. So when you factor that, it made them more expensive than buying the trees and having the free installation. I also worked for Garden Time. We actually delayed the decision on Garden Time so that we would have from Garden Time their pricing and how they would take care of it for us. I think through two board sessions so that we would have free bids. We went with a little bit of it was hard to compare because each one wanted to do the pricing differently. Some would give you the tree and not charge you for installation, and some of the trees seemed very reasonable, but then the installation more than offset the savings on the cost on the trees. So we did have three bids, and that's why it took maybe a month and a half, was it, that I was trying to figure out, waiting for different businesses to get back to me and then have additional questions. At this time of year, it's not easy because you can't say, I want a red maple tree because their inventories are all up. So we looked at comparable types of trees, which sometimes cause the price to fluctuate a little bit between what they have. And there was no guarantee when I spoke to them that I would come back to the board and have approval and be able to go back and say, well, we're going to get those 10 maples. Well, maybe they're gone at that point. So we were at a difficult time of year to get pricing and know we would get what we had.
If there's such a concern over the landscaping, we wouldn't have had to expend that funding had two administrations ago not clear cut the entire parcel here. If they were judicious in laying out the where the town hall was going. We had beautiful trees here. We would not have to begin replanting from scratch if somebody actually cared to, you know, have those trees up here long before town hall in place. However, that didn't happen. This board's intent is to, we're proud of all the work we've done here at the municipal complex. This board has created a lot of issues, or has corrected a lot of issues that happened, expensive issues. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars due to lack of oversight by administration two administrations ago. We're taking care of that. The last thing we have to take care of will be the 2020 budget, which is the highway garage roof. And I will tell you that the board is looking forward to moving on in a positive direction to expend monies on things that move our town forward instead of trying to pull us up by the bootstraps from the inefficiencies and failures of the past. Who else would like to address the board? Hearing none, we shall move on. Supervisors, item 13 on the agenda. I think the board received a report this afternoon from Dave Jones at REC regarding an incident that happened as a result of the first snowfall of the year. That mirrors one that happened last year where we had somebody that drove into the park sometime between the hours of 4:30 p.m. on November 11th and 6:30 this morning, where they're doing donuts in the parking lot and hit the fence and damaged the fence. However, unlike the previous incident, as part of the damage that the park sustained, the individual forgot to take his license plate with him. So we have all the information necessary. The department is looking into it, and we do have an incident report number, and they shall be investigating and reporting back to the town. So I would just add that it's extremely helpful to have retired deputy sheriff on staff at REC.
Unless you know the driver is 94 years old.
The next item on the agenda, just want to update the board and the public. As supervisor, I'm a member of the Upper Hudson Regional Revitalization Plan, which is looking at a regional approach to sewer. We received a report from CDM Smith that had done modeling regarding all the different municipalities that are contained within that region. And basically, there's four different scenarios based on build out. I have that information available in my office if you would like it. I did make them aware of conversations I've had with prospective tenants of the park that would need a significant amount of capacity if they were to locate there. So that's something that they are taking into consideration as they determine how best to build out with the modeling. So it was good that I was there. And next item I have is a presentation that will be Wednesday, November 20th at the Southland College Senior High School LGI room. It's a presentation being given by Patty, I think it's Kilgore, if I'm saying that right. She's right. It's called Right Under Your Nose. It says on the flyer, you know what to look for if you suspect your teen of using drugs, alcohol, or vaping. You'll be able to walk through their mock teen room and see if you can spot issues that are cause for concern. This is being sponsored by the Community Coalition for Family Wellness, the Prevention Council, and obviously South Island. And that's all I have under supervisor items. Committee reports. I don't think we have any.
Transfer station.
Yes.
So at the transfer station, we tabled the roof repair for the compactor shed. I reached out to a guy, Dave Stewart. He gave a couple proposals, one for a shingled roof, one for metal roof, to go along with the estimates for repair that Ted had gotten. He had gotten from Fred Bartlett for shingles and also for metal, and then from, I want to say, Sale Contracting, Constructing, for shingles only. I'm going to say that the roof will need repair in the near future. It doesn't have to be right now. I don't know that I'd actually want it done right now because of the temperatures that we're dealing with. One of the things I learned is that when dealing with metal roof, you actually want the temperature above 60 degrees because the metal contracts and expands. But with that, Dave Stewart gave quotes of $2,900 doing it either with metal or with shingles. Fred Bartlett had quotes of $22,310 if he did shingles, and for metal roof was $3,745. It's a matter, and then the next quote for shingled roof from the Sale Constructing, $2,800. I guess we really need to think about whether we want metal or whether we want shingles on that. If we were going with shingles, I'd go with Fred Bartlett, the cheapest price. If we go with metal, I would go with Dave Stewart. Dave Stewart is not able to do this until the spring.
Sounds like your recommendation would be to wait until 2020?
I would.
Okay.
I don't think it needs to be done right now.
Okay.
I don't think it would be healthy to do it right now because of the cold temperatures.
Okay. We'll keep those quotes on file, and would you be able to, or my office can do it, just reach out and see if they would hold those numbers for the spring?
Dave Stewart will.
Okay.
I don't know about Fred Bartlett.
I can have my office reach out.
Okay.
So we'll hold that until...
Okay. The next thing was the pump tank, and I don't know where we're at with that. And then along with the pump tank, or the tank that needs to be pumped down there, there's an alarm system that goes with that. Mm-hmm. What I told Ted was, with this, it's a collection tank for the fluids that might come off from the compactor. And it's apparently full. No alarm went off because there's an electrical issue with the alarm.
Right.
So I asked Ted to get the tank pumped, and then we go from there. I gave him a couple of names. He had stone, but needed something signed. I'm assuming that's been done.
So I don't have the paperwork on that yet. I don't know if he was reaching out to get it, or I know he had...
Well, from stone, I thought he left it with Lisa.
We may have it. If we do have it, I'll get it out the door. If not, we'll have to call Stone.
Okay. And then we'll need to get the alarm system repaired.
Yeah. Stone will do that. I know they do that kind of work on septic tanks, so it's got to be the same.
The electrical?
Yeah. As far as the alarm system. You mean the floats that set the alarm off and change the pump?
Yeah, I think that there's some type of metal or some type of...
And the dosing systems for pressurized septic tanks. They'll sell you the pump as well as the alarm system.
Well, we need to get that taken care of.
Okay, thank you. Any other committee reports?
Yeah.
If not, I will need a motion to go into executive session to discuss the work performance of an unnamed town employee or employees.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Mr. Supervisor?
Yes.
I think you also need to go to discuss litigation.
Yes. So we have
motion to add litigation.
Second. That's what I'm up to on the meeting.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries. Yeah,
yes.
I'll have a... Okay, I'll entertain a motion to exit the executive session that indicates that no action was taken in the executive session.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So we're back out in open session, and I need a motion to
approve the settlement of the municipal litigation.
So,
second.
Authorizing the supervisor to sign the release. All in favor? Did you get approval?
So that's approved the settlement of the Crisafulli litigation and authorizing you to sign
it. Yes. You got who made the motion?
Yep.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good work, everybody. Thanks, everyone.
You need to close the meeting.
I think a motion to close the CPLP.
Second.